Okay, today's Daf Shir is sponsored by Mr. Gordon Weingarten. This is an Ilui Neshama for his mother, Basia Bas Michael, the Neshama Shreb Naliyah, through the Zuchus of our learning, of our collective learning today. Today's Daf is by Basra Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We left off in Daf Kuf Yud Ches on the Beis. Yesterday's Daf was about the six questions that Rav Papa asked. So we got through the first four of them. We have two more to go. So we left off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the lines get wide. And Daf Kuf Yud Ches on the Beis says the Gemara of Amalei Rav Papa Labaye. Rav Papa says Labaye Bisham Luman Yom Liotz Mitzrayim Nischalcha Aretz. So again, we're still discussing this machlokas whether Eretz Yisrael is divided up amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim or is divided up amongst the Bayi Haaretz. So if you say that the Eretz Yisrael is divided up amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim, Haynu Dichsiv VaYiplu Chevle Menasha Asara. We understand very well that it says that the Chevle Menashe got 10 portions. How could it be 10 portions? Shisa de Shisa Batayavos, 6 for the 6 families of Menashe that are mentioned in the Pasuk, Varba de 2, and plus 4 portions that the Benos Slavchad got. So that's a total of 10. Ha Asara, that's how you see that they got 10. Elamandiam Rabbaya Aretz, but if you say that Eretz Yisrael is divided up amongst the Baya Aretz, Tmanyahu de Havu. Shisa Batayavos, we trade the two, Hatmanya, then it would really only be 8, because there were 6 of the 6 Batayavos in Menashe, plus the 2 portions that the Benos Tlavchad got, because if you recall, right after the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that the Benos Tlavchad got 3 portions, and Rashbam said it's really 4, but we only mentioned 3, because only 3 of them teach us the Chiddush, so the whole idea that Benos Tlavchad got 4 portions, the Gemara immediately said, that only goes L'man D'Yamar, that the Eretz Yisrael is divided up into portions, based on the Yotze Mitzrayim, because then you could explain that they got Slavchad's portion, they got the grandfather's portion, they got Slavchad's second portion in the Chelek HaBachar and the Yerusha. That's where all these portions are coming from. But if you hold that it was divided up amongst the Baya Aretz, well, then they did not get 4 portions. They only got 2. So says the Gemara, if you're going to say that the Eretz Yisrael, Rav Papa asks, if you're going to say that Eretz Yisrael is divided up amongst the Baya Aretz, it doesn't work out what the Pasuk says. Pasuk says that there were 10 portions within Menashe, and yet we only know of 6 Batayavos, 6 general families in Menashe. So obviously, if there are 6 general families in Menashe, the Benos Slavchad have to be Mashlim, the number 10, they need to have 4 portions. Now the truth is, the question itself is very difficult to understand. Rashbam points out that when we talk about the portions, portions mean different things in different contexts. You talk about batei avos, you're not talking about individual portions. You're talking about large families that make up the shevet. So if you're talking about larger families that make up the shevet, it has nothing to do with individual portions. Amongst those 6 Batayavos in Menashe, there were thousands and thousands of individual portions. So how can you have, just say the number 10, 4 of those portions are referring to individual portions, 6 of them are referring to large family portions. So it's very difficult. But anyway, says the Gemara, but if you're going to say that it was divided up amongst the Bayarit, it should only be 8. Answers Gemara, a question of the question. Ultamech, according to you, does everything really work out great? Ulmandim Liotzi Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz Tesavu. Even if you say that it was Liotzi Mitzrayim that the land was divided, it's still only 9 portions, because the Benos Tlavchad, according to our Mishnah, only received 3 portions. The Mishnah does not mention anything about a 4th portion. The Rashbam, having learned this Gemara, already mentioned something about a 4th portion. So what do you have to say in order to make it work out with the number 10? You're going to have to add in an extra portion. Where are you going to get that portion from? You have to say that their father had a brother who died and therefore left the Yerusha for him, and that Yerusha went over to the Benos Slavchad. So maybe over here you say the same thing, that there were 2 brothers, maybe to be miyashiv the shita that lebayaritz neschalka, you would say that there were 2 brothers, right? That maybe there were 2 brothers of that their father had who had passed away, and they got both of those portions, and therefore it works out fine. Detanya nason titan lahem zunachlas avien betoch achei avien zunachlas aviavien vaavartas nachlas avien lahen zuchelik bechora. Right, those are the different portions that they got, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Av chelak achi aviyam natlu, shemer nason titain, that they even got a 4th portion of achi aviyam, of their father's brother, because the Pasuk says nason titain. Aye, what if you hold that they got 2 portions from father's brothers? Ulamandiyam retreach idaba havaluhu, haume achuzas nachlu nafka. So that we derive from the fact that it says that the Nason Titein Achuzas Nachla. As Rashbam points out, the Matzi L'Mikhtav Nason Titein Lehem Nachla B'Toch Achi Avien. What's Achuzas Nachla? So that comes to tell you another portion. So that they got a portion of another brother of their father. So the Benos Slavchad either got four or five portions of Eretz Yisrael, and that's how we are mashlim the number. That's how we're mashlim the number 10. Fine. So says the Gemara, va'amrle Rav Papa la Abaye, kram Maika Chashiv. So now sixth question that Rav Papa poses. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, kram Maika Chashiv, itfeilim Kachashiv tuvavu, ibat yavas Kachashiv shisavu. Right? Says this pasuk that says that there are 10 portions. The question we pointed out before. If you're counting the children, each individual portion, every single member of the Mata in Menashe, every single member of the tribe that they to get the Chelek Avien, so then it would turn out that Tuvahavu would be an enormous number of portions that you should be referring to. You should be referring to every single individual and the portion that they got. And if you're only talking about how many larger families there were in Menashe, how many general families there were in Menashe, amongst whom the different parts of the holding of Menashe was divided, well, then really it is only six. The Benos Slavcha didn't get entire family portions; they got individual portions. If you look at Rashbam, Shisahavu da Benos Slavcha al Shem Mishpachas Achafri Nekrayin Kikol Bnei Chefer. Menos Slavcha are just part of a family of Chefer. That's one of the six families in Shevet Menashe. The Kibud the Kachash of Beisav Shel Chefer. Lamu Nimisni Chalki Benos Slavcha. If we're only mentioning the Batei Avos of the we're only mentioning the Batei Avos, the larger family. So you mentioned Chefer. You don't have to mention separately. The Benos Slavchad, they got a portion within Chefer's holding. So answers the Gemara, Liolam Batayavos Kachashiv, Vahaka Mashmalan, the Benos Slavchad Natlu Chelek Bechora, Alma Eretz Yisrael Mukhzakasi, Enochinami. Primarily, we're really just talking about the Batayavos, but the Pasuk wanted to tell us another Chiddush Din, and therefore the Pasuk included Benos Slavchad as well to tell us this Chiddush Din that they got the Chelek Bechora. How did they get the Chelek Bechora? Bechora is not notel b'ra'u k'b'muchzak. That's to tell us that Eretz Yisrael is muchzakasi. That teaches us the idea that it's not only ra'u, that even though Tzlavchad never saw Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he never got his hands on, and Chefer never saw Eretz Yisrael, and never got his hands on that Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, still Tzlavchad was entitled to a Pishnayim, he's entitled to a double portion. It's not considered Ra'ui, Eretz Yisrael is considered something that was Muchzekes Biyadeinu. If you look at Rashbam, the Olam Batei Avos Kachashiv, the top Rashbam, Velot Felim, and it doesn't mention any individuals, any children, anyone lower down other than the Batei Avos, Chutz mi Bnos Slavchad. Except for, this is the one exception, only Bnos Slavchad are included in the count, the Kachashiv Dalid Chalakim Shalahen, where the count includes four of their Chalakim. Vashmi'inan, meaning their four Chalakim. Vashmi'inan, the Darshinan Haikra, the Nason Titein, the Minei Nafkalan Dalid Chalakim Al Yedei Shanu Darshin, Vavarta Zuchelik Bechora. And it's coming to teach us the drushes we just made, that Bnos Slavchad must have had four portions, included in those four portions was the Chelek Bechora. Alma Ashmin and Eretz Yisrael Muchzakas, he led me to Mitzrayim, Vafal Pi Shadayin Lo Nichnasuva. So there you see that Eretz Yisrael was already Muchzakas from Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though they hadn't yet entered into Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's coming to teach us. That's the whole din it's coming to teach us. Okay, that is the end of the six questions posed by Rav Papa. Now says the Gemara Amar Mar. We have previously mentioned, Vabanim Natlu Bizchus Avi Aviem, Ubizchus Avi Imosehen. Right, we spoke about people who could not get a portion bizchus their own parents because their own parents were sinners. Right, so how did they get a portion? So they got a portion bizchus avi avien and bizchus avi imosehen. Right, so says the Gemara va'atanya bizchus atzman. We have a brisa that says that they got bizchus atzman even before we get to the question. To the answer to the question, rather, Tosos b'zchus avi imosehen ukegon shela avi imosehen lo hayubanim. How do they get their mother's father's portion? Doesn't their mother's father hand over his yerusha to his sons? So says Tosos, no. It must be that their mother's father had no sons. Ki im banos, only daughters. Dim lo kein hayu banim yarshin. If there were sons, then the sons would have yarshined. Vim tomar umi hichzir lehen. But wait a second. If you say that the way it worked was that the baya aretz took a chelik, then they returned it back to the previous generation, and that generation then redivided it. Well, who returned it to that? I mean, you need someone from the Bayi Haaretz to represent you, to be able to be to receive Yerusha in order to get that holding, to then bring it back to the previous generation where it's going to be resplit. But if the only surviving, if they didn't have any sons, so mi hichzir lahem, who is able to bring it back? So v'yishlamar gon shayu achim la'avi imosehen, shahu lahem banim, v'chzirim banim la'vosehem, v'chilku b'shaveh. Now what happened? The grandfather had brothers who had children, who had sons. And those sons go in, they take a chelek, that chelek goes back to the previous generation. The previous generation then divides it. Again, the previous generation is dead, meaning it's ki'ilu. It went back to the previous generation. That generation divides it evenly. Included in that division is the brother who only had daughters, and his Yerusha then passes down through the daughters to these grandchildren. Fine, so that's the idea, that they took not bezuchus their fathers, but rather they took bezuchus avim osehen, bezuchus their grandfathers, bezuchus avi avim and avim osehen. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? We have a brisa that says they took bezuchus atzman, that it was their own zuchus. So lo kasha. It all depends how you understand it, whether it was the Yotzei Mitzrayim or Labaya Aretz. That if you understand that it's Labaya Aretz, so fine, it's Zuchus Atzman, because they have Zuchus Atzman. But if you understand that it's the Yotzei Mitzrayim, then you have to say that that it has to go back to someone. So that's the right. That's the, if you look at Rashbam on the first skinny line. Haduk tani b'zchus avi aven avlo b'zchus atzman k'mandi yom liyotzi mitzrayim niskalka aretz v'lo l'bayi aretz. Right. If you're going to say that it was b'zchus their grandfathers, then you need someone who's amongst the yotzi mitzrayim. And haduk tani b'zchus atzman k'mandi yom l'bayi aretz to go and have a b'nei chav k'shnichus l'aretz. And you have to say that they were 20 years old when they entered Eretz Yisrael and they got b'zchus atzman. Fine. So that's the machlokas v'bayi seima hava halabayi aretz. Or you could say, no, everyone holds that it was Labaya Aretz. V'lo kasha, hada hava ben esrim, hada lava ben esrim. If they were 20 years old by the time they came into Eretz Yisrael, so then they took bezuchus atzman. If they were not 20 years old when they came into Eretz Yisrael, then they took bezuchus avim osein and avi avihem. If you look at Rashbam, hava halabaya aretz, diafag av de resha di braisa de la'el. Lekalu ukma el man yam liyotzi mitzrayim. Even though the resha of that same braisa that says that they took b'zchus avi aveim and b'zchus avi mosein can only be going like the shita that says that it was liyotzi Mitzrayim, dekatani, because after all it says meraglim Yeshua v'kalev natlu chelkam, Yeshua and Kalev took their chelek, implying that they had a chelek. How did they have a chelek? Because liyotzi Mitzrayim nischalka, right? See, ikalameimar maskanad Rabbi Shimon Elazar he disle liyotzi Mitzrayim ulbaya aretz. But nevertheless, you could still say the maskana of that same brisa. I mean, Rashbam just points out the chiddush over here by suggesting that we're all, that eluvelu labaya aretz, that the brisa is talking about labaya aretz is assuming like the shita that labaya aretz, that the baya aretz are the ones that split up the land. That very same brisa, the previous line, had to be assuming liyotzi Mitzrayim. But Rashbam says not such a big deal. It could be that that's an addition to the brisa that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar has, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar does not agree with the analysis of the Tanakhama. Fine, so that's not a problem at all. Says the Gemara Vayta, we're at the two dots now. V'shayi b'char notel shnei chalakim. A b'char takes two chalakim, that's why the B'nos Slavchad got a chelak b'chora as well. So frak the Gemara, although we already discussed this, so we already know why they were able to get a chelak in the chelak ha-b'chor, even though it was only ra'ui, we said that Eretz Yisrael is mechzekes, the Gemara nevertheless is going to explore it. Even though the Gemara itself already said it b'feirish, so says the Gemara v'amai, ra'uihu, ve'ein ha-b'chor notel, baroi k'b'mukhzak. Why should the b'chor get p'shnayim? Why should the b'nos slavchad get the chelak b'chora of their father, tzlavchad? After all, it was only ra'ui, it wasn't muchzak. And we know a b'char does not take pishnayim in ra'ui kibbe muchzak. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, b'yisedos ahalim. No, we're talking about taking pishnayim, forget about karka, They're talking about getting pishrayim in the pegs that held the tent down in metaltalim. Says the Rashbam, why the pegs that held the tent down? Of all the examples we can think of, that's the best one we can come up with. The pegs that held the tent down. So says Rashbam, b'yisedos aldim on the last medium-sized line, kolomar b'metaltalim just means to say b'metaltalim. Shayilam b'midbar that they had metaltalim in the midbar. Kigon yisedos shetoken ben aleim like the pegs that would hold their tent down. V'shar metaltalim shein mukzakim behen and any other metaltalim that they were mukzakin. Olahachi nakat yisedos aldim and the reason it chooses yisedos aldim is because what did they have already in the midbar? They were traveling in the midbar, right? How much stuff did they have? How much stuff did they carry around with them? But one thing we know everyone had is that everyone had yisedos aldim. Everyone had tent pegs because you didn't get anywhere without tent pegs. You were living in the midbar, so devade lekulan hayuwalim vein adam b'midbar below ohel. No one in the desert didn't have an ohel. Aval b'nachlas eretz yisrael lo natal chelik b'chora. Ve'enachinami says the Gemara. The Rashbam explaining the Gemara. When you talk about getting Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, you're right. They didn't get Pishnayim in that. They didn't get a chilek, an extra chilek of Eretz Yisrael. They got a chilek of Yerusha. Yerusha just means whatever their father had. So that was a double chilek that their father was entitled to in the Yesedos Alim, but not in the actual Eretz Yisrael. The kol shel chalakim masnisin beimim akarkai beimim metaltli mayri levad michelik b'chor de mayri b'metaltli. The other chalakim in the Mishnah that we're talking about are talking about karka also. When we talk about the chilek b'chorin, that's dafka talking about metaltalim. That's not talking about karka. So that's the tremendous chiddush the Gemara wants to suggest. Now that the Rashbam suggests that yisedos aldim is lav dafka, right? It doesn't really mean anything. We just give it because that's the most practical example. I saw in here that he quotes that not everyone agrees with that Rashbam. The Rashba writes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that the reason it says yisedos aldim is kedei lahashmienu agav grara sha'af shemuchubarim him lekarka nidonim kemetaltalin. It's to tell us that even though they're mechubar lekarka, they have a din of metaltalin. The Rashba says, but wait a second, because even if they did have a din of karka because of being attached to the ground, they would still get a chelik of the Bechora. I mean, the whole reason why we have a problem with them receiving land, a chelik of Bechora of land, is that the father never saw that land. He never owned it. It was ro'i. It wasn't muchzak. But the Yisedos Aldim, good, they're karka. But he owned it. He saw it. It's not a problem of ro'i kabba muchzak. So what's the chiddush? What? They have a din of karka? Who cares that they don't have a din of karka? It doesn't matter for this halacha whether or not they have a din of karka. The Rashash asks, according to all the Perushim over here, says, why don't we just give the example of the Ahalim Atzmam? Why do you have to give the example of the Yisedos Ahalim? Everyone had a tent. So you say, everyone had tent pegs. If everyone had a tent, everyone else had a tent. Right? So why not just say the tent itself, the Yarsh of the tent? The Tosos seems to have a Girsa, Yisedos V'Ahalim. And the Rasha says, according to Tosfos' Girsa, he has no problem. It's the Yisedos V'Ahalim. But that's an interesting idea, that the Yisedos Ahalim, there's a half a minute to suggest that they have a din of Mechubar Lekarka, that they have a din of Karka because they are Mechubar. Meaning, they're obviously something that's movable that you're going to pull out of the ground. So do we assume that something that is stuck into the ground and then is going to be pulled out of the ground, that calls man that it's Mechubar as din of Mechubar Lekarka or not? Right? The Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be, Rashba, the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, seems to be making some sort of comment about that. It reminds me a little bit, although you can't necessarily be Medam Milsa Lemilsa, what we just discussed recently with Tevilas Kalim, right? That there's a Tshuva, the Chelkas Yaakov, and Ravar Salvechik held this way, that any electronic appliance that when it's in use, right? When it's working, it's plugged into the wall, so it's mechubar lekarka. Has a din of mechubar lekarka, wouldn't require tevila. Right? So the Yisedos Aldim, how do you say it's mechubar lekarka that has a din of karka? You pull it out. No, but when you're using it, it's mechubar lekarka. When it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, it's mechubar lekarka. That might give it a din of mechubar lekarka. So comes along Rabbeinu Chananel and says, no, it's metaltalin. It's coming to tell us the chiddush that it's still considered metaltalin. Okay, whatever. I don't know if you could be medam milsa milsa. I just thought it was an interesting idea. So says the Gemara Vayter, Masiv Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Benos Slavchad Natlu Dalit Chalakim. Rabbi Yehuda says the Benos Slavchad took four chalakim. Shneamar VeYipul Chavli Menasha Asara. Right, that we mentioned the 10, and how do you get to 10? It must be that they took four chalakim, they took the chalak of the brother as well. That's clearly, when we're talking about chalakim, we're clearly not talking about metaltalim. We're talking about pieces of land in Eretz Yisrael, meaning Ribbono Shel Olam. We're saying that six Batei Avos of Shevet Menashe received portions in Eretz Yisrael, plus the four of Tzlafchad. Can't be talking about Tzlafchad's couple of tent pegs, right? It had to be talking about a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. If you look at Tosfos, Masav Rabbi Rabbi Yudam Ros Tzlafchad Nathal Arba Chalakim Shnem Rabbi Yipel Kavli Menashe Asar says Tosfos V'kra Al Karchuk La'ir B'Yisedos Va'alim Ela B'Chaluka. There's where you see Tosfos Girsa, by the way. You see, he says Yisedos Ve'ahalim, not Yisedos Ahalim. But anyway, he says the pasuk clearly is not talking about tents and pegs and things like that. It's clearly talking about Chaluka. V'leka L'meimar Dilma T'losa Achida Abahavu Lahu. No, maybe you could say, what did we say in the Gemara that we started today with? That how did they get four portions? The three in the Mishnah plus the father had a brother. And if you need an extra portion, say the father had two brothers. So maybe over here also, forget about the Yisei Desalim, forget about the Chelet Bechorah, and say the father had three brothers that all died, and they got all of those portions. So it says, no, you can't say that. Leka Lameymar cannot say, Dilma Tlasi Achida Abba Havilu, Da'az Lo Havabuhu Shum Chiddish, Da Chelet Bechorah Lo Natlu. Then there's no chiddush. I mean, the whole point is we want each chalak in our Mishnah at least to be a chiddush. Say Nachinami, there might be more chalakim that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah by adding brothers, but that's why they're not mentioned in the Mishnah. But in order to make each chalak mentioned in the Mishnah to be a chiddush, you can't just add brothers. It has to be something unique. So you need chalak b'chora. It wouldn't be a chiddush to mention the three in the Mishnah. And after all, what did we say? What's the whole reason the pasuk mentions the Benos Slavchad's little chalakim together with the Batei Avos chalakim, which are it's apples and oranges. The Benos Slavchad's little chalakim are part of the Batei Avos chalakim of Bnei Chefer, right? Of the Beis Ava Bnei Chefer. The whole point of mentioning it is to teach us the chiddush that they got a chelik b'chora. That's what we said was the entire point of mentioning it. So don't tell me that the pasuk mentions these portions and it's just, yeah, they got their father's brother's portion, but there was no chelik b'chora. The whole reason the pasuk even mentions them is because of the chelik b'chora, right? So that's what you have to say. That's why we cannot just suggest that it's a third brother. So again, so we can't say it's Yisedo Salim that they got the chelik b'chora and Yisedo Salim, because it says clearly, Ve'ipul Chevle Menashe Asara, and that's clearly referring to Karka. So says the Gemara, Elam Rabba Eretz Yisrael Muchzakasi. So we go back to our first answer, we go back to what we knew all along, that Eretz Yisrael is Muchzakas, they got a Chelek Bechorah, they got Slavchat's Chelek Bechorah in Eretz Yisrael, in the Karka of Eretz Yisrael itself, not just in Yisedos and in Olim. It's Ra'ui? No, it's not. Eretz Yisrael is Muchzakas, always was Muchzakas, and therefore it's perfectly legitimate. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Amr Rabbi Chidka. Rabbi Chidka doesn't come up that often. Rabbi Chidka, he's most famous for holding that you need to eat four meals on Shabbos. Thank God we don't pass like Rabbi Chidka. Oh, maybe we'd have more sensible meals if we pass like Rabbi Chidka. I don't know. But anyway, so we say Rabbi Chidka. So Rabbi Chidka says Shimon HaShakmuni Hayuli Chaver Mitalmidi Rabbi Akiva. Shimon HaShakmuni, he said, I have a chaver from the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, v'kach haya Rabbi Shimon HaShakmuni Yomer. Shimon HaShakmuni was my friend from the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and this is what he used to say. Yodea haya Moshe Rabbeinu, shebenos Slavchad, Yorshos, saying, Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well that the benos Slavchad received Yerusha, avloha yodea im notas chelik b'chorim lav. What he was unaware of was whether they get a chelik b'choru or not. Ru'uya ha'isa parshas nachlas likasev al yidei Moshe, el shazach benos Slavchad v'nichtva al yadan. And really, the parshas nachlas was roi to be written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Benos Slavchad were zoche, and the whole parsha of Nachlos was written al yadan, through them. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, they contributed something. Moshe Rabbeinu shamakoshish b'misa, and once we're on the topic, Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well that the makoshish was chayv misa, shenemar mechale mosimas, avloha yodea be'ezo misa hu yamos. But what Moshe Rabbeinu was unaware of was which misa the makoshish was supposed to get. And therefore, the parsha of the Mekoshesh could have been written by Moshe, but as a way of humiliating the Mekoshesh, so to speak, because he did something wrong, so he was Neschayiv and it was written by him. That's to teach you that when something good happens, we try to teach it the good lesson through someone good, and the Benos Slavchad were good. where were they good? We didn't see that they did anything. All they did is wanted a piece of land. So Aleph, you could say that that is good. Wanting a chelek in Eretz Yisrael is good, but more probably, more likely, is what we're going to see at the end of today's daf. The Gemara is going to say that they were tzidkanios, and it's going to prove that they were tzidkanios. Okay, fine. So they were darshanios and tzidkanios. They had a lot of wonderful qualities, and therefore they were zakai. So when we want to write halachas in the Torah, when the Kodesh Baruch wanted to write halachas in the Torah, he takes someone who's zakai, someone who's a wonderful person, and uses them as the excuse to put those halachas in there. So it's megalgalin zuchosali de zakai. When Kodesh Baruch wants to talk about a punishment for Michal Shabbos, he takes an example of Michal Shabbos of a Mekoshesh, and he teaches that halacha through the Mekoshesh. Now it's interesting, first of all, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that Bnei Slavchad were Yarshos? Gemara says, yeah, he knew that they deserve Yerusha, he just didn't know whether they get a Chelek Bechor or not. How do you know they get Yerusha? So Tosa suggests, after Bishlo Nemer Parshas Nachla, Yodeh HaYomoshim Itam Dele Kaman Im Keben Anu Yerushim Kebastis Yav Mimenu. Meaning the Bnei Slavchad came with the following tanya the Gemara is going to say. They said, look, are we treated like a nobody, or are we treated like a son? Make up your mind. If we're treated like a nobody, as if we don't exist, then our mother needs yibum. Our mother needs to do yibum because the father died without any children. If all he had is daughters, if you're going to treat us like a person, so then we deserve a yerusha too. If you're going to say that our mother doesn't need yibum, then we deserve a yerusha as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu made that same cheshbon and realized, yeah, obviously the mother does not need yibum. Obviously, they are treated like they exist, like they're a person, and therefore they deserve Yerusha as well. That was the cheshbon that Moshe Rabbeinu made. The Rashbam says, had Moshe Rabbeinu know that Bnei Slavchad were Yarshos, Rashbam says dinim nitztavu b'mara. Already in Mara, they got dinim; they were already commanded in dinim. And the Emek HaNetziv asks, the Netziv's sefer on the Sifri, the Netziv wrote on everything, he wrote on the most unbelievable topics, he wrote a sefer on the Sifri, so he asks on the Pshat of the Rashbam, how can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu knew, because he was writing the stuff in Mara they were just told very broad ideas, they weren't told any specifics. In Mara they were told, yeah, you have to do dinim, not what those dinim were. So Mara should not have given him nearly enough detail to be able to know this. So that's his kasha on the Rashbam. Okay, fine. Mergolia Siyam quotes an unbelievable thing from the Vilna Gaon. You know, the Gemara says in Megillah, Menatzvach Tzofim, that Menatzvach was said by the Tzofim, by the Nevi'im, by the seers, the Nevi'ei Hadoros. And generally, Menatzvach, those are the Sofei Tevis. Mem Nun Tzadi, right? Those are the letters that have an end of letter, right? So the Gemara asks, but what do you mean Menatzvach Tzofim Amrim, that Tzofim contributed to Menatzvach? Doesn't it say Ela HaMitzvos, that you're not allowed to add, there is no additional halachos that aren't written in the Torah, and no Navi is allowed to be Mechadesh, anything new that doesn't come up in the Torah? So what does the Gemara say? Sheshachum V'chazur V'yastum. Yeah, those halachos, the Menatzvach did exist, they were forgotten, and then the Nevi'ei Hadoros came and brought them back. Says the Gra, Menatzvach isn't just how to write letters. Menatzvach is Rashi Tevis for each of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Mem is the Mekoshesh, right? He didn't know Mayaselo, he didn't know what to do with the Mekoshesh. Nun is the Nokev Shem Hashem, right? The Mekalel, Ve'enichehu, B'mishmar L'Pirushalem Al Pi Hashem, right? Where he had to put him in jail to figure out what to do with him. Tzadi is Tzolavchad, Ve'yikrav Moshe Mishpat on Lefnei Hashem, and Pei, Pesach Sheni. And all of these, the Menatzvach are Rashi Tevis, unbelievable gra. The Rashi Tevis for those halachos, that's what it means. That Shachum, that he forgot not just how to write letters. He forgot these halachos. We know of these halachos that he forgot. Right? That's what it's referring to. Now, Tosus asks, wait a second. Shnemar Michalem Osimos of Leah de Bezo Misanarag, right? He didn't know how to kill them. Fractosus im Tomar. Lamahim is Tapek. Hailol Don Mechanic to call me Samur Bitar Stam Chenek. Fractosus, what do you mean he didn't know how to kill the Mekoshesh? What Misa to give him? Anytime it says Misa in the Torah Stam, it always means Chenek. So he should have given him Chenek. Right? What was the Kasha? So he said, no, the Misvara Hinir lo Shanida Meskila. Misvara Moshe Rabbeinu thought the Mekoshesh should get Skila. Kovin Avodazar. The Bekol Duchta Omar, the Doma Shabbos Avodazara. We always compare Shabbos to Avodazara. The Hain Mechal Shabbos Peresia, Lovin Avodazara. We always say, if someone's Mechal Shabbos Peresia, he's Ki'ilu, he's Ovin Avodazara.
So if Novi Devil Tzara gets skila, Moshe Rabbeinu figured, a Mechal Shabbos should also get skila, only because it was never said, right? So he wasn't sure if his cheshbon was right. So that's where Moshe Rabbeinu, the suffix arose. Otherwise, he could have just assumed chenek. Rabbi Kiveger asks, wait a second, according to this Teretz, Moshe Rabbeinu was not his suffix was not about a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, because the Mechal Shabbos for Hesia is a din of Kofar Le'ikr, that's what's compared to Nevel Dezara. But how do you know about a Mechal Shabbos Betzina? That meaning the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, this case, the Mekoshesh, wasn't necessarily for Hesia. Right, just because there were witnesses doesn't make it faresia. Right, it was Mechal Shabbos Betzina. So how do you know that's Doma Tavol Dezara? That's the Ha'ara of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But anyway, just to be aware, Tosfos Nun Amud Beis points out of a Medrash that we all know, that we all grew up learning. Right, the Medrash says that the Mekoshesh was L'shem Shemayim Niskaving. Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Beis says that we know Damar Medrash L'shem Shemayim Niskaving, that Slavchad was the Mekoshesh. Meaning the Pesukim talk about them, the Gemara talks about it back to back. Slavchad was the Mekoshesh, and he was Mechavi L'shem Shemayim. What do you mean L'shem Shemayim? How is it L'shem Shemayim? So says the Medrash, Shayu Omrim Yisrael, Kivin Shnigzar Lein, Shloli Karnis Laretz, Mimaisim Raglim, Shuvin Mechliyav and Mitzvos. Because Jewish people thought, once we can't go into Yisrael anyway, we're not Chayiv and Mitzvos. So he got up and he decided, you know what? He's going to demonstrate that absolutely you're Chayiv and Mitzvos. I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos. And by being Mechal Shabbos, I'm going to show you that I'm going to get Misa for it. That we're absolutely Chayiv and Mitzvos. So fract everybody. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to go be Mechal Shabbos to make a point. Right, how's that mutter? So the Marsha asked the Kasha, what do you mean? You're not allowed to just go be Mechal Shabbos just to let everyone know that you're Chayiv, you're Mechal Shabbos? So says the Marsha, an unbelievable answer. The Marsha says that the Mekoshesh was Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa, because he was not Mekoshesh because he needed to be Mekoshesh. He was Mekoshesh to make a point. And when you're only doing, when you're doing a Melacha, let's assume Tosa's definition of Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa, you do a Melacha for a purpose other than it was done for in the Mishkan, right? Like Chol for Guma, Veinot Tzarech, Allah Farah, you're doing a malach for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan, then then that's called malach shein tzricha legufa, and you're not chayiv misa. Says Marsha, but wait a second, then you shouldn't have been chayiv misa. Marsha says, yeah, but who knew what his purpose was? Only he knew that. That's Dvarim Shebelev. No one in the Bezin Shalmata can't be done based on what was going on in his heart. We can't figure that out. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, disagrees with the Marsha. He says, no, if you find any tzad zchus, if you could taina that maybe he was doing it to make a point or anything, any tzad zchus, you don't kill somebody. Even if it's Dvarim Shebelev, you have any tzad zchus to say that maybe it was a Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa, then you can't kill somebody. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that the kasha of the Marsha could be answered in a different way. That even if he wasn't Chayiv Misa Min Hadin, because it was a Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa, still you're allowed to kill somebody for a Hara Asha'a when you find that a certain mitzvah is Rofefes Biadenu. When you find that people are weak in a certain mitzvah, and after all, Slavchad realized that people were weak in mitzvahs in general after the whole thing with the Meraglim, then in order to make a point, Beis Din is allowed to give Misa for anything. So even though he wasn't technically Chayiv Misa, Beis Din still had the right to give Misa. Now, the Rav Elchanan points out another problem with the Marsha. How can you say, yeah, they gave him Misa because they didn't know what was really in his heart? Who decided that he gets Misa, that he gets Skila? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, and where did he go? The Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam probably knew, right? When Ribbono Shel Olam is deciding, he probably knew. So that's the horror of Elchanan has in Kovit Shirim and Bab Basra and Shin Samach and Bab Basra. Very, very strong ha'ara. This is what we pointed out. This idea of Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa, we once spoke about it at Shal Shudas in the Chubas Torah Lishman, in Kuf Chav Gimel. He was asked about a case of a guy who was traveling somewhere, and because he was a Jew, people were going to commit acts of violence against him. So in order to make it look like he's not a Jew, even though it was Shabbos, he was in an inn, he lit a candle to make it look that he's not a Jew, and that way they won't kill him. They won't start up with him. So he wanted to know, was that Chil Shabbos? Or maybe you could tie it. So the Torah Lishma says, no, it wasn't Chil Shabbos. It was Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa. Because you weren't lighting the candle because you needed the light. You were lighting the candle to avoid the repercussions of lighting the candle. So we pointed out, Zilberstein said that the guy who drives around the Haredi neighborhood in his car, the Chiloni guy, just to drive the Haredim nuts and to get them all upset, says it could be that he's not even being Mechal Shabbos. He's defeating the purpose. Because it's Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa. He doesn't really need to drive the car to drive the car. He's just doing it to get them upset. That's Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we're in the middle of a question over here, right? V'yisal gadayt ha'charet Yisrael muchzekes.
Michael Mustafkale. We said Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Benos Tavchad get a Yerusha. He wasn't sure whether they get a Chelek Bechora. But if it's known that Eretz Yisrael is Muchsekes, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's Safek about? Answers the Gemara. That's not such a good question. He goofed come and staff galay. That's exactly what a suffix was about. On the one hand, the pasuk implies that it's Yerusha, Odilma Shem Rishon Ven Yarshin. Or maybe no. Maybe it's Morishon Ven Yarshin. Maybe they're Morish, but they're not Yoresh. Maybe the Baya Aretz are Yoresh. Upashle Travayu, Yerusha Lechame Avosechem. And he was poshate that it's both. Yerusha l'chamei avoseichem u'morishin ve'inun yarshin. It's both the Yerusha from your fathers, and the fathers are morish, but are not yoresh. V'hainu d'chsiv, meaning the fathers play a role, but they don't get the actual Yerusha themselves. V'hainu d'chsiv, and that's what the pasuk means when it says tevi'emo v'siteemo b'har nachlasecha. Tevi'enu lo ne'amar, ela tevi'emo. You see that they received a nevuah. They didn't even know what nevuah they were saying. They were saying, "We're not going to make it." Because if they would have made it, they would have said "Tivienu," not "Tivienmo." So you see, they already realized on some level that they weren't going to make it. Now Rashi on Chumash has a different lashon. It sounds like the same drasha, but it's not. Rashi on Chumash says, "Nisnavi Moshe shlo yikaris la'aretz." Moshe Rabbeinu was saying a nevuah that he's not going to get into Eretz Yisrael. L'kachlo nemar tevi'enu. That's why it doesn't say tevi'enu. So the Marsha points out that Rashi is not this Gemara, because this Gemara is saying that they were misnavi and didn't know what they were being misnavi. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was saying he wasn't coming into Eretz Yisrael, knew exactly what he was being misnavi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told him, "Atatirei asher esa l'paro." Now you're going to see what I do to Paro. And the Chazal darshin, "Atatirei." Now you're going to see what I do to Paro, but you're not going to see the Melchizedek. You're not going to see the Melchama with the Shloshim Vechad Malachim with the 31 kings of Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was already aware that he wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael. He knew what he was being misnave. It was everyone else. If you assume that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, it was everyone else's nevuah, then lo yadu, they didn't know ma misnavin. Says the Gemara Vayter, "V'atamonu v'nei Moshe v'nei Elazar HaKohen." Going back to the Menos Lavchad, what did they do? They went and they stood in front of Moshe, in front of Elazar HaKohen, v'nei Nesiim v'kala Eda, in front of the Nesiim and Kala Eda. So, frankly, Gemara, "Efshar amdu v'nei Moshe v'chulei v'lomer l'hendavar v'amdu v'nei Nesiim v'kala Eda." What happened? They went to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, and then they went down, and they kept on going down to Elazar, and then he didn't know, and they went down to the Nesiim. Ella, so says Mar Sirus and Mikra Vidarshayo de Rabbi Yoshia. You have to say that the pasuk is out of order, meaning that they ended up getting all the way up to Moshe. They went up. Abachanan Amar Mishum Reb Lazar be based on Medrash Yoshua and Vahal Chavam Dan Lufnei Kulan. Now everyone was sitting and learning the base medrash, and they went and they stood in the base medrash in front of everybody who's in the base medrash. V'maykom Ifgisa, what's the machlokas about? Mar Savor Cholkin Kavan L'Talmud Makom Arav. Mar Savor Ein Cholkin, that it's a machlokas whether you're allowed to give kavod to a Talmud b'makom Arav. V'hilchsa cholkin v'hilchsa ein cholkin. And the halacha is that you do and that you don't. So kash hilchsa hilchsa. Wait a second. How could the halacha be both that you are chalei kavod to a Talmud when his Rebbe's there and that you're not chalei kavod to a Talmud when his Rebbe's there? So says Mar hilchsa hilchsa lo kash. That's no problem. Hadu palagle rabbe yakra, hadu lo palagle rabbe yakra. It depends whether the Rebbe is showing him kavod or not. Right? And Tzimachlok has shown him which way it goes. Right, then maybe if the Rebbe is showing him kavod, so then you're going to go and show him kavod as well, and that's totally fine. Right, that had palagrei Rabbi Yakra, but if lo palagrei Rabbi Yakra, if his Rebbe is not showing him kavod, then you don't show him kavod either. B'makom Arav, Tana Benos Slavchad, we were taught that the Benos Slavchad were Chachmani Yosein, Darshani Yosein, Sidkani Yosein. Actually, you know what? It's late. We'll pick up, God willing, tomorrow Shabbos, two lines before the lines get wide. More about the Benos Slavchad.